17 after 7. Look, there are a lot of arguments going on in federal parliament. That's very normal. But there's one argument I just don't get. The coalition is trying to introduce a basic measure to stop voter fraud. People would be required to show a form of ID before voting. But the Labor Party is opposed to it. They've even declared it racist, even though the policy would apply to everyone, regardless of skin colour, regardless of where they come from. So the Prime Minister will have to rely on the vote of the Nationals MP, George Christensen, who has gone rogue. I'm told this morning George Christensen will support it, but I can't understand why Anthony Albanese, the Labor leader, is against it. He's on the line. Anthony Albanese, good morning to you.
G'day, Ben. Good to be with you.
Do you think it's racist?
This is a solution looking for a problem, Ben. And it's straight out of the US far-right Republican playbook, which is to make it more difficult to vote. Not a single person, not one, was prosecuted after the 2019 election. We should be proud of our electoral system that we have in Australia. It's the best in the world. We have one vote, one value at the federal level. All the seats have the same number of people eligible to vote. And all of the concern here is why is this being raised? The AEC have said that there's no significant issues at all. And as I said, not a single person was prosecuted after the 2019 election or the 2016 election. And voter suppression laws are something that have been prevalent in the United States in order to try to suppress the number of people who exercise their democratic rights.
All right, when you talk about 2016, 18,000 people voted twice in 2016. Two voters went to 11 different polling booths. And you say one vote, one value. Why don't we protect that one vote, one value and make sure that everyone who's voting is only voting once?
Well, the fact is, Ben, that when the AEC goes through and they examine the issues that are raised, what they've found is that overwhelmingly the number of cases of multiple voting are the case of someone who's exercised a postal vote and then they vote again on the day. They forget that they've voted, and an elderly person is overwhelmingly the people who've been identified here. But that's why the AEC haven't called for this measure. The Australian Electoral Commission operate polls independently. And in places like, let's be very clear, we do think this is aimed very much at voter suppression in the seat of Lingowrie, in remote communities where, in terms of forms of voter ID, people simply don't have them. There's an issue with getting people to vote, getting people on the roll is an issue as well. And the AEC haven't identified this. Why is it that this so-called solution is being found for something that is not a problem?
Well, you say it's not a problem. It was a problem 18,000 times at the 2016 election. You can't go to the post office and pick up a parcel without showing your ID. You can't go into a local club and go and get a schnitzel. So why should you be able to vote?
Ben, 18,000. Some of those could be just error.
Why not fix up the error?
Ben Fordham, because you have people on the polling booth as you go in. When you go in, if you've got Ben, I'm not sure what your middle name is.
Benjamin Thomas Fordham.
Benjamin Thomas Fordham. And someone's ticked off Benjamin Thomas Fordham. And beneath, just above that is Benjamin Stephen Fordham. And they've crossed off Benjamin Stephen rather than Benjamin Thomas by mistake. And that is what a whole lot of the counts have been found as well. The AEC do these investigations. There is no suggestion that in Australia we have anything other than free and fair elections.
But why not make it watertight? I mean, India has got voter ID. Canada, Sweden, France, Belgium, many parts of America. I don't know why we'd be stuck in the Stone Age. And I don't know why this would be a hill that you'd want to die on.
Well, Ben, we're opposed to this because we're concerned about what the motivation is, and we believe this is straight out of voter suppression, which you'd be aware, Ben, you follow US politics, and you know full well that in the United States, particularly amongst right-wing Republicans, there have been a range of strategies exercised to make it more difficult to vote, which have resulted in voter suppression, particularly from minority communities.
I think you can focus on America. I think Australians are more worried about Australia, and they just think this makes sense. If I've got to show my ID when I'm going to order a beer or going into a club or picking up a parcel, it makes sense that I would show ID when casting a vote. Why don't we have a watertight system? Can you just tell me yes or no whether you agree with the Labor MP Warren Snowden that this is racism?
Well, I use my own words, Ben, but it is aimed at voter suppression and will have an impact particularly on the number of Indigenous people in the seat of Lingari, his seat, that he knows and he understands on the ground, and he is saying he is concerned about those people in remote communities having their right to vote.
Let me ask you about another issue, because we won't agree on that one. China, are you getting any advice from Paul Keating, the former Prime Minister, on the way we approach China? Has he been contacting you and offering advice?
No.
Penny Wong has said in the last 24 hours that Peter Dutton's views on China and Taiwan are the most dangerous election tactic in Australian history. But it seems to me that all Peter Dutton is saying is, if America goes in to protect Taiwan in the event that they need protection, that we'll be by America's side.
Well, have a look at what President Biden's actually said. I'd rather listen to President Biden about America's position than Peter Dutton. And just in recent days, again, President Biden, along with Tsai Ing-wen, the leader of Taiwan, and I've met both of them, have said that they support the status quo. They've been very careful in their language. All governments have had the same position on Taiwan, from the Howard government through the Labor government, the Abbott government, all the way through. That is what Penny Wong was referring to here. It seems to me that in some cases, members of the Morrison government, including Peter Dutton, are just always looking for an argument rather than a solution. They're always looking to divide. And President Biden, of course, is someone who has in recent times engaged on this issue. And I agree with his comments, which are consistent with what Penny Wong was saying.
You're talking about America a lot this morning.
I am. I think that America plays an important role as the Democratic leader of international relations.
Paul Keating didn't phone you to talk to you about the deal that we did on nuclear submarines with the UK and the US, is that right?
I've had no discussion with Paul Keating on those issues.
Okay, all right. I'm glad you cleared that up. Now, just before we go, something we can agree on. You were pledging $153 million today towards domestic violence, including a commissioner. What would the commissioner do?
Well, the Family Domestic and Sexual Violence Commissioner would be appointed to work and coordinate action across not just state and territory governments, but also with non-government organisations to address this scourge of domestic violence that, of course, has increased during COVID, tragically. We would also appoint 500 new community sector workers. This is something that really needs addressing. It comes on top of our commitments to create 4,000 social housing units for women and children escaping domestic violence, and an additional $100 million that we would contribute for emergency housing. Ben, last night, like every single night in Australia, women and children escaping these circumstances would have slept in a car or in a park or couch surfed at a friend's place because they simply had nowhere to go. We need to do much better.
We'll look out for the announcement today. Thanks for jumping on the line.
Thanks, Ben.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese. I don't understand the voter ID thing. I think it's a very, very strange argument to have. And Albo keeps talking about what's going on in America. I think people in Australia just say, one vote, one value, which was his word. So if you want to make sure everyone's getting one vote, you show your ID. For over 35 years, Homeworld has been the destination for people planning to build. And today, it offers more than ever before. At Homeworld, there are display homes for duplex designs, granny flats, homes for first-home buyers, luxury homes, options for knockdown rebuild projects right across Sydney, the Central Coast and Newcastle Hunter. So if you've been picturing yourself in a brand new home, why not take a look at your options at Homeworld? Compare over 300 display homes, find lots of inspiration and talk to any of the 50 competing builders. And of course, if you have specific ideas about your dream home, there are builders who can design and build you something bespoke. The builders can work with sloping lots, narrow lots, acreage, everything. There are sales teams to help you with your questions and to provide plenty of inspiration and tips to get you started. So, what are you waiting for? Check out Homeworld and see what's possible. Head to homeworld.com.au. Homeworld.com.au.